We are on Daf Dalet Amad Aleph. We have, let us just learn one Tais Vizais Lalavim Le'acheres Lalavim. The Gemara had said, how do we know that Mumim do not passel by Levim? So the Gemara says, we learn out Zeis Lalavim. Ein Acheres Lalavim. That means it's only a Psul Shonim. There's no psul mumim. And then yochel ye kahanim psulim bishonim. So the Gemara brings asher lalaviyim v'lei asher lo kahanim. So from Zeus I learn out there's no psul mumim by Leviyim, only psul shonim. From asher lalaviyim I learn out there's no psul shonim by kahanim. Zeis lalavim, b'loy acheres lalavim, teima. The beperik keita de regel dorish, me vizeis tia tum osoi, vizeivoi, lemutei zovo mirieis. Mora darshan from this posik, that by azocho, tvi rias of zive, afilu in the same day, make him a zog godel that he brings a kolb. Three riyas by a zog the same day do not make a zog gedoyla. And the Gemara darshins zois tia tum osoi bezoivoi. This is by tum osoi by a zog ribui riyas make him. For a zov godel that brings kobonis, lemutei zova miriyos, that a zova does not become a zova gedoyla with three riyos the same day. Uporich ve'ema lemutei zov miyomim. Maybe the zois is coming to tell us that after three riyos in the same day he becomes a zov godel, but three riyas in three separate days will not make him azov godel. Umishani koi beriyos memayit riyos. Koi beriyos memayit yomim. So the Gemara says, the zois is speaking about tumasoi bezoivoi. So the zois is speaking about that he is tumis through riyos, through riyos, he becomes a zov godel. The zois is a miyut, so the Gemara says, koi b'riyos, memayit riyos. So he's, by him, riyos make him for a zov godel. By anisha, riyos did not make her for a zov godel. Koi b'riyos, memayit yomim. But if the pasuk is speaking about riyos, so I should be memayit from this zois that only riyos make him. Yomim will not make him, that I don't say. So we go away from the Gemara, that if the pasuk is speaking about a certain inyan, so this zois is a miyut on that inyan. That means it says that he becomes Azov Godel through Riyas, Lemutei, that Anisha will not become Koi B'Riyas, Memayit Riyas. I'm not Memayit something else from this Zeus. Ba'amai loy koma Koi B'Zov, Memayit Zov. Why do you look at the context of the Pasuk? Look who the Pasuk is speaking about. I'm speaking about Azov, Memayit zov, koi bezov umemayit zovet. Tohochi mistaver tvei, kedemashme pashte dekro vezoistiye tumosoi, beloy acheres. Zaker pashte dekro, you're speaking about the zov. A zov, the tumis, the riyas, and not through yomim. And how does this come into Mesechtes Chulin? Kinder Darshinin Ochel. Zois Lalevim, V'loy Acheres Lalevim. Our Gemara is Mamayit from the Zois, that Levim do not have a psul mumim. So you don't look at what the Pasuk is speaking about. And the context of the Pasuk, the Pasuk is speaking about Shonim. You look at the person who the Pasuk is speaking about. The Pasuk is speaking about a Levi. So a Levi has this, but he doesn't have something else. So that's how our Gemara darshins. So the Gemara should have darshin the Boba Kama similarly, that Zois Tumasai B'Zoivai, but his Tumah is B'Riyas and not B'Yomim. V'yesh Loima. So on this Taisu says three Terutzim. The Hochenami have a Darshinen Zois Asher Lalviyim V'Loi L'Kahanim. Punfakel. Just like the Gemara says over there, what I'm speaking about, so the Zeus is coming to tell me that this is by this person and not by another person. Like the Gemara says over there, Zeus to Masai b'Zoivoi, v'la'isha, the Zeus to Masai b'Riyas and Isha not. That's how you dash. I are Gemara dashin svakel. Och, and now we have the Shin and Zois Asher Lelavim V'Loi L'Kahanim. He loved the Torah Shlom Asher Lelavim. Here I have two Meyutim. I have Zois and I have Asher Lelavim V'Loi L'Kahanim. So since from my Asher Lelavim we're Memayit Kahanim, so therefore the Zois is coming to Memayit Levim from Mumin. But so Taisus in the first Tarot says the Mahalach is that Fakert, like the Gemara says in Mesechtes Bava Kama, that whatever you're speaking about, you're memayit someone else. Koi b'riyas memayit riyas. Koi b'shoni memayit, there the Gemara says, so that the koi b'riyas memayit riyas, so really it should be koi b'shonim memayit shonim. From Zeus we should be memayit kehanim. But our case is unique because it says asher lalavim to be memayit shonim from kehanim. So therefore the Zeus had to be memayit mumim from levim. That's teretz number one. Inami. Hochi darshinen hochi mishum de maske lalavim bikro. If you mention Levim, so Memela, so then I'm speaking about Levim. So I said, Zois la Levim, Shonim passes by Levim. Avomumim don't pass by Levim. I'm talking about the Gavre, so the Miet is, this Gavre has this psul and not that psul. Avol Hosom ilamute Zov Kaosi, if would want to tell us what Tuma Azov doesn't have, he doesn't have a Tumas Yomim. Havleile Michtov, Zois hi Tumas Azov, Lahaskir Azov Bikro. That means if they want to say what Azov has, what Azov doesn't have, so it should have mentioned Azov. Like here it says, Zois la Levim. And I'm speaking about a Levi, so this is, so then the Rash goes, this is what a Levi has, this is what a Levi doesn't have. And it would mention Zov, Zois hi Tumas Azov, so I can say this Tumas Azov has, this Tumas Azov does not have. But since it does not speak about the Gavre, it speaks about the type of Tume, so I say, Fakel, this Tume applies by Azov and not by Azov. The Riteritz, a third Teritz, the Zov, Vizova, Shemechotu, Azov and Zov are the same. Lochi Lashach Lameme, Koi Bizov, Memayit Zov, Koi Bezov, Memayit Zov, the Kachish Lamayit Zov, Kamay Zov. That means if we're talking speaking about two Sugim, Kahanim and Levim, so maybe, then I would say, Koi Bekahanim, Memayit Levim, you're talking about Kahanim, Zaysa Shalla Levim, and then Mumim are not by Levim. But over there, Zov and Zov are the same. It's not two sugim. So therefore, being memayit noshim is not called a memayit, a different thing. So memayit, therefore, the Gemara could say that zayis to mosi bezoivoi, but not by noshim. Noshim are not metame b'riyas, they're metame b'yomim. Let us go to Amit Beis. We had Rabbanon, Koyin, Mishiyovish, Teisaris, Adshe Yaskin, Koshel Avoide. That the Koyin, when he brings Teisaris, till Yaskin is Koshel Avoide. Adshe Yaskin. Now that's a very vague statement. When does a Koyin become a Zoke? Ad Kame. Omer Rabbi Lo, Omer Rabbi Chanine, Ad Sheirosek. Till he starts shaking. So Rashi says, Sheirosek, Yoda Veraglov Roises in Me'en Koyach, he doesn't have Koyach, they shake. Then he's Posel Avoid. Tznan Osam, we learned a Mishneh, Balkeri Shetoval Vloihitl Mayim. A Balkeri tabled himself after the Riyah, and he was not mashtin before the tvilah. So now he'll be matal mayim after the tvilah. So he is tomei. Why is he tomei? Because I say there's some tzuchei shichva zera, which bishas the riyas keri did not go out completely. So it's still bigufoi. So it goes out with the hashtone. So the hashtone, since shichvazere goes out together with the hashtone, you don't need a shichvazere is metame bekoshu. So the hashtone is metame the balkeri again. So if he was table before hatolas mayim, so he'll have to table himself again after hatolas mayim. Rabbi Yossi says, "B'choile u'bezokin tomei." This halacha that I assume that the complete shichvazera did not leave the goof till the hashtone, this leftover shichvazera, that's dafke b'choile u'bezokin, b'choile u'bezokin tomei, because then since they are weak. So I can be chayish that the complete zera did not leave the goof b'shas tariyas keri. So there's still zera left over. B'yeled u'bebori toher. But if he was a yeled or a bori, that's the opposite of a zokin in a choyle, toher. So then it's toher because I assume that the Bishas, the zera came out. It came out with a force that there's nothing left in the goof. So memela, so I don't have to be chayish that there's some more zera that comes out. Bishas atolos mai. Av kamo. So some of that, what the gemara brings, this gemara out is a shayches tosis because we had a braise that a koyin is posel avoide when he becomes a zokein. And here there's also a halacha that he becomes tamei through a tolas mayim when he's a zokein. So till when is one considered a zokein? Omar Rabbi Lo, Omar Rabbi Chanine, kol sha'oimeid al ragloi achas. If he's able to balance himself, he'll stand on one foot. V'choylet min oloi, can take off his shoe, or v'noyel min oloi, so it seems he's still called a yeled, and he's not called a zokin l'gabi this halach. This halach, Rabbi Chanina said. Now the Gemara says, Omru olav Rabbi Chanina, shahoya ben shmoinim shona, he was 80 years old, Rab Chanina was a ish zaken, and he was still capable of balancing himself on one foot. Omar Rabbi Chanine attributed, why was he zoiche? It was a ben shmoinim, and he did not have the simone zikne. Chamin v'shemen shesachtani imi b'yaldusi hein omdu li b'eis ziknusi. That's what his mother and his yimei hayaldus used to smear him with hot water and shemen, that al kaponim embedded in his goof a psakoyach hayaldus, that he did not, he didn't become old quickly. He was 80, he was still young by 80. Zogt Rashi, Lohito mayim koidem tvila, Lohshayato mayim tome, Shemo nishar bepi ha'oma tzichtzuach keri, V'yoyitze im meiraglai, and it leaves with the meiraglai, V'shichva zera metame b'choshu, afilu b'chein chardu, because it's not in Meseches Nide, so memele, so he's tome after the ashton. B'yeled b'bori toyer, the Mi'ikore Nafik Kulei. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana. Nismalei Zekonoi Roi Leoseis Shliach Tzibur. Now we talk about also different Tkufis in the Chayei Ha'odo. A person is Nismalei Zekonoi, then he's Roi to become a Shliach Tzibur. The Leired Lifnei Hateva Velisa Eskapov. So it seems for these three tafkidim, Shliach Tzibur, Leir Lefnei HaTeva, you have to understand the difference. Velisa Eskapov, you need Nismalei Zekonai. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi had a problem. What's Shliach Tzibur? What's Leir Lefnei HaTeva? They're both the same. So Rashi, Shliach Tzibur, Lechol Tzolcheyem, that doesn't mean to be a chazin, it means litkaya shayfa, all the things that the tzibur needs. The Shit Megbetz is a little clearer, litkaya shayfa, ula halkais, ula nadois, limones parnes, that's shliach tzibur. I mean, all the inyonim that has to be done, L'tzolchei HaTzibur, if it's Nispalas economy, can have this minui, V'leiret L'nei HaTeva L'Ispal. L'nei HaTeva is speaking about Tfilah. Zog Taisvitz, Nismalei Zekonai, Roi Le'osei Shliach Tzibur, V'leiret L'fnei HaTeva V'lisa Eskapo. Teima, Falkoponim V'istachois, that in order to be a Shatz, you have to have Nismalei Zekonai. That's a shir. Taima, the Beperik HaKoyre Yasamegilo Amrinen, Kotem Koyre Betoyre, Ve'einoi Poyres Al Shema, V'loi Yoyre Lifnei HaTeva, V'loi Noisei Eskapo. So it says that a Kotem cannot be a Shatz, and cannot be Noisei Eskapo. Mashme, so ho hevi shtei saris, Yoyre Lifnei HaTeva V'noisei Eskapov, and in our Gemara it says you need Nismalei Zekonai. So we have a stira the Gemara Megillah in our Gemara. V'yesh Loima B'shehevi Beisaris Yochel Leire Lifnei HaTeva Aval Leoseis Shliach Tzibur Kavua, to be a Shliach Tzibur Kavua Oy Lehispalel the tainiyos, the mamodos, afilu bakroi, einoi nase ad she yismalei zekonoi, kedomrinim b'meseches tainis, by a tainis, ein meridin lifnei ateva elo zokin v'rogu. So that means, l'cheire taisis means to say as follows, that there is a kovid atzibur, that the shatz kavua should be nismalei zekonai. It's not a kavod atzibur to have someone who's younger. He should be the shatz of the tzibur. God, I think they bring down in yeshivas that If young bochim, there's no such klal, because the oilam is also young. The oilam are bochim. But if you have an oilam of anoshim of ugohim, so then that a shatz kavua should be leinus malis akoni, if not a kavu that's a book. And the same thing, so that's the taich. You need to be a shliach tzibur, means a shliach tzibur kavua. Leireid lifnei ateva means a filu bakroi, if it's a choshev tefillah, like a tainis, mamodis. Ein meiridim lifnei ateva lezokin verogel, that means by a choshev tefillah, then you also need nismal zakona, even though this is a dover akroi. So that's how Tosfos learns pshat in our Gemara. I like Rashi, Shliach Tzibur means a Shliach Tzibur Kavua, Leir Lifnei Ateva means by a Tainis, by a Choshev Tzvila. Fine. Now, let's go to Neisei Eskapo. By us it says that you need Nismalei Zekonoi to be Neisei Eskapo. Taiva. The besayt lulav hagozel mashma da fila kotten oi si eskapo. Dem rinen kotten she yedei elis eskapo. Machalken loi trume bebeis agrones. So if you're ready, if you see that he's nice eskapo, we can give him trume bebeis agrones. Bekuntres peirish lav davke kotten. Ala mailik shevish tei sahet. Loi mashma hochit. Doesn't seem like that. Ala kotten mamish. Dum yed de kotten eidei le dabir. Of if Malam de Teira, there's a whole multitude of halachas in the Masechet Sukkim by Ketanim. Kot ne dey ledabe, of if Malam de Teira, kot ve yidei lishchait, oich le mishchitose, the mukala bagodol emed al gabo. Then it says, kot ha'ishe yidei lishes kapo, machalkan le trume, so it seems Utaka speaking about Ketanim. V'yesh loima, dohod de kot neise eskapo, the Gemara Sukkah Haino im ha-gedoylem k'dem rinin gabi shir. It says also by the shir of the Levim bein ragle ha-levim ha-yoimdim with different gesoys, let's say soyadei ha-levim ha-yinikom b'perik ein be'elchen. That means there was you by the shir in the Beis HaMikdosh is bein ragle halavim hayu oimdim, these were ktanim. Oh, here it says v'tzoyarei halavim, they were metzayel de levim, because they were ktanim, but they had beautiful voices, so the levim gdolim had to compete with the sweet voices of the ktanim, so they were called tzoyarei halavim, they were metzayel de levim. So there is such a concept of a cotton duknim together with gedolim. And Tosfos says in Masechtas Megillah that the purpose of this was lilmoid ulehishanech. That means that we're talking about that the Gemara in Sukkah, that the kahanim ktanim used to duken. But the kahanim gdolim, lil moidel ischanech. But alone they can't do him. Avo bifnei atzmoi, enei noisei eskapo, vat shiyovi beisaris. But to do him alone, then he has to bring beisaris. But in Emerson, Tosfos, in Masechtas Megillah asks, but Tosfos didn't firoist. And our Gemara says that you need Nismale Zekonoi. And there it says, there Taisa says, the Dukhan alone is sufficient, maybe Beisaris. So in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Chof Ches, it says, Ba'akroi, the same chilek that Taisa said by Ashat, it's the difference, Akroi and Kva. Akroi, Mishai Vishtei Saris, he can duchen alone. But to duchen every day, but to diris, that he can't do it alone. Mitam, so the Mishabuah says, Mitam kvoida tzibo, shen kvoidam she yevolchen tomid bikva ish shaloi nismale zekone. Also, it's the same thing. It's not a kvoid tzibo that every day the kofuf to a young bachar, it's a felton kvoid tzibo. So that's why that pshat nagamore nismale zekone. I hear a shtickle halacha, a ha'ore, and this halacha, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, in Sif Lamed Tes, there's another halacha. A miradik halacha, an unbelievable halacha. It says in Simen Lamed Tes as follows. Af al pi she'enoi medagdik b'mitzvitz, even though the koyin is not medagdik b'mitzvitz, Noisei eskapo shen shah averes moinim nasi eskapai. That means, till then it says, if he was a shayfer domim, yedeichem domim ileo, if he's a shayfer domim, he can't be noisei eskapo. Those hands who killed someone, they can't duchen with such hands. If he's oiver and he's surekune, he's noisei, he's nice, a grusha, thus, he also can be nice as kapo. But shara veiris, moinen nasi as kapai. So what does this mean, shara veiris? What are we speaking about? So the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu b'mitzvais chamurais ka'arayis. This person is choshed an arayis. Umafusim lechoil rishosoi. Everyone knows about it. Bafilu leoso tshuva al chatov. How tamaise? You have a koyin. Machal Shabbos didn't exactly know what it is. But al kaponim, we're talking about shara veiris. We're talking about a person who's nichshul in averis chamuris. Umafusim lechoil rishosoi. Bafilu leoso tshuva al chatov. He keduchim. Look the Mishnah Berurah, why? Vatam Kosova Ramba. Lefi Shezu Mitzvah's essay al Kol Koyim. Sheroyu Nasi Eskapai. It's Mitzvah's essay to Duchen. Vein Oimrim Lo Odom Roshe Hoisef Resha Umenamina Mitzvah. So, you tell, he's a Roshe. So you tell, no, you're a Roshe. There's a Mitzvah Amit to Duchen. No. There's no such thing. There's a Mitzvah to Duchen. So, Memele, if it's not Ma'akiv to Duchen, then you don't tell a Roshe, Hoisei Varesha, don't Duchen. Why shouldn't I Duchen? It's a mitzvah to Duchen. Look to Mishnah Berurah weiter, Va'al Tetame, V'Toyme, Oman, Moyel, Biches, Hed Yitzeh. Well, what is this bracha going to help? He's Nirshel and Arayis, and he didn't do tshuva. His bracha. Look, the Mishnah Berurah, she'en kibbel ha-brocha toli b'ka'anam, al b'kadosh b'orchu. Moshe Omer, v'osom v'oshmi al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani ha-brochem. Ha-ka'anim, oisen mitzvosam, sh'nitzavu bo, b'kadosh b'orchu, b'rachma, v'borchas Yisrael. From the Rehitas Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mention one word that it's only b'akroi. It doesn't say, it says here, Bakroy, it speaks about the Leinis Gadol Zekonoi. That is only Bakroy, not a Kovod HaTzibo. But here when it's speaking about a Koyin that's over Shara Veiris, it says Hiduchens. I didn't see one person should say Bakroy, it seems Hiduchens every day. So Lechayra, I don't understand. Yeah, Bakotin, Atatske, he says, Leinis Gadol Zekoni, 15 years old, Amas Medotzim, Akodesh, Akobed Atzibur, you should duchen each day, Svelten Kobed Atzibur, and dort, Mender, Shegetz, Yonis Malo Zekoni, he shaves, he doesn't shave, Malo Meiret, but Al Kaponim, that as long as that's the Shir of Nismalo Zekoni, Al Kaponim, and he's a Roshe Mefulsim. Here there's a din that doesn't, I didn't see it should say any place that only Bakroi. Fakerti, yes, I mean, ein oimuladam Roshe, Hoysef Roshe, Ummon Amin HaMitzvist.
Yes, a mitzvah to duchen. And when the kohen cotton, he's 15 years old, and when his mother is a kohen, he says, I'm a kohen, there's a mitzvah on me, kaisa voch. No, no, no. It's a, cover the tzibur. Cover the tzibur. Come back, by the Yom Tov. So, lo'ira bossi. Look to Gemara weiter. Meimisai kosher lavoide, mishayovi ishtei saras. When is a kohen, that's what we heard, mishayovi ishtei saras. Rebbe oimam, oimar ani et shiyehei ben esrin. He has to be a ben esrin. Omar rav chizde, my time at the Rebbe, tachsiv, vayamidu es halavim, bin esrin shona umaylo, lenatzeyach al meleches beis Hashem. You see, they were boicher ben esrin. V'idoch. So what does the Tanakama hold that you need the shtei saris? V'natzeyach shani. That's v'natzeyach. Let's see what Rashi says. Mishiyovi shtei saris. Avokotn loy, v'chsiv ish mizaroch ha'kidu lakamo. He has to be an ish. So the Gemara says, "On that day, Hashani, the mashma lavid avodos kvedos atzriches nitzuach." This pasuk is not speaking about poshet avod; it's speaking about something more difficult. So there you need a ben esrin. Look the Gemara baita. Balkaponim, we have a raya from a pasuk. The yemidu asalbim mi ben esrin. Rebbe held it's a raya, and the Tanakama held that it specifies on that side. Frekte Gemore v'hai kro b'levim ksi. This posik is speaking about levim. So what's the kasha? V'amoran bohu, so Rashi says, they nefsolim elo b'kel. Samze modne. So what's that kibshat in Ben Esrin? Take modne. Speaking about Levim. So the Gemara answers, Kid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Be'eslim v'abo mekoymes nikro kahanim Levim, ze echad mehem, v'kahanim ha-Levim b'nei tzodik. That kahanim ikru Levim, so my mail this pasuk is also speaking about kahanim, hakel, Levim, there's no such shir of Esrim, it's only a shir in Koil. But speaking about Kahanim also, speaking about Kahanim. Kahanim ikra Levim. Zuk Rashi. Vize echad mehem, va Kahanim ha Levim b'nei tzodik. Al kolchoch tzodik koyin habe, v'korilu lebon av Levim, al shem shimishavet Levihim. He's the Kahanim of Mishavet Levi. Ani shamati loshen Levim shamoshim. Kemoi vayilavu olecha. So Rashi says, Tup shotim by Kahanim ikra Levim, either they're from Shavet Levi, or else Levim means mishosim shamoshim. I'd like to say over for 1 minute, a lotion of Rab Chaim al Rambam, Chaim in Hilchas Yisurei Biyeh, he wants to say pshat in a Gemara in Bechoyres, but let's not get into the Gemara in Bechoyres. I just want to say over what Rab Chaim says on this concept. This is Perik Tezvov Halochetes in Hilchas Yisurei Biyeh. Zogt Rab Chaim, Kehanim Leviim the Yisraelim Gimel Shemes. It's three, this Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim. The Gimel Kaholi Miyuchode. The different Kehilas. The Chol Mishpachas Kohune Eino Bedin Mishpachas Levim. It's Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, the Shemes, the Mishpachas. The Hoda Amrina, the Kahanim Ikri Levim. Lav midin mishpachas leviyahu dasina lo, that a koyin is mishpachas leviyah, mishpachas kohune. כי אם מדין כהונה שכוללס בו גם עניוני לוויה. רב חיים זה אמר בקטייץ, כהנם איקרו לוויה means in קדושס כהונה, whatever קדושס לוויה offers and possesses, so it's כולל in קדושס כהונה. Not that a כהן is, a כהן מצד קדושס כהונוסוי, has קדושס לוויה also. Because in קדושס כהונה, it's kolol kedushas leviyah. That's a kahanim ikra leviyah. But not that they're from the same mishpoche, that three shemes, and three kehiles, and three mishpoches. It's not the same. And Rav Chaim wants to forever mir de kezach. The din is that if an akum habo an abas koyim, so he's machalul ha with the bia, she becomes a zayne. Steht am Möhrer die Gesach, that the child, if they had a Socha, is chayiv bepidyin abe. An Akum, habo, al Leviyo, the child is not chayiv bepidyin abe, because he's a ben Leviyo. Also ich steht in der Gemorre. Am Möhrer die Gesach, the both of them are Peter Rechem. The second one is a Peter Rechem from a Levi. She was nibble from a Goy, she was nibble from a Goy. But Kedushas Leviya does not fall off if you're nibble from a Goy. Kedushas Kohuna does fall off. Kedushas Kohuna does fall off. She becomes a Zayna. She's also Betruma. She loses her Kedushas Kohuna. That's Rab Chaim, aber Kahana Mikra Levi, aber where's her? Why isn't she worse than a Levi? It's a Rab Chaim, no. She's not a Leviya. Kedushas Leviya is kolol and Kedushas Kuna. When she loses a Kedushas Kuna, she loses everything. Snapshot is that she's a... That's what Rab Chaim says. But that's the lotion of Rashi is not mashma like that. Rashi says, V'kolu lebon of Leviyim, al shem shemi shevet leviyim. They have a common shevet. The lashon of Rashi would seem kahanim ikra leviyim, because they both come from Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi was split in half, and there was kahanim and leviyim, but they all have the shamat a common shevet. Abchaim vayistaisit say kahanim leviyim yisran gimol shemis, the gimol kehilis, mim kehili, miyuchodim. Look the Gemara Baita. Tana Rabbono, Ish Mizaracho Vedeiroisam Mikan Omar Abelozo Kotten Posel Avoide Afilu Tam. That means the Posek is saying that an Ish Bal Mum is Posel. Then it says about then but if he's an Ish Mum in Posel, if he's not an Ish, Afilu Zatam is also Posel. Me'im Esai Koshel Avoide ישיובי שתי סארס. ונבין שתי סארס, אין סקור של הבויד. אבל אוכי וכהנים אין מניחן או ישראלבי, עד שיהי בן חוף. Now, so this second din, אבל אוכי וכהנים, זה מחלוק. איקה דאמרי, הרבי היא, ואפילו פסול דרבונו לסלי. There's no פסול אפילו דרבונו. רבי גופה, that says, that Chof Shonim, it means that's mitzad, not me'ikar adin, mitzad, ochi vakanum, they can protest, they don't want them to do the avoide. Vikadamri Rebbe Yisloi psul midabonom. That what it says, ochi vakahanim, lo rabonini, ulchatchilu doloi avdiyevet avidosu ekshayim. Zot Rashi, איש ולוי קוט, נוכי מאש מאיש ודבוי, מומל אפסולי, אשר יהיה בוי מום, ושיהי בימום לא ייגש, שקות נפל אותם לא ייגש. אבל, עוד בברית, אבל, אוכי וכאן הם הודי מניח הנויסה, אבל רבון הם לא יפסו. איקה דמי הרבי, דאמר לאל, אוי מרני עד שי בן חוף, השמין אין הוכה, רבי גוף לא יפסו לי בדייב, דאחר לא מדרבון, אלא שאין הוכה וכאן הם מניח הנויסה לחתכם. איקה דמי לרבי פסו מדרבונו, אבל בדייבד עד שי בן חוף, הוא מסניס את המחשולי, כשנוכה וכהנה מניח מויסי רבונו, ושמין אפל רבונו מוידל, שתחיל אלוי, במח של האל בדיאבת. זאת כמישנה ויתה, תויר בכלי חרס, תומי בכל הכלם, תויר בכל הכלם, תומי בכלי חרס. זאת כגמור, תנה רבונו. אוויר כלי חרס תומי. I mean, if a sheretz falls into the avir of a kli cheres, it doesn't touch the keli, tome, so the kli cheres becomes tome. The gaboy toil. If a sheretz will touch the gav of a kli cheres, the outside chelik of the kli cheres, it was not nichnas laviroi, toil. Avir kol hakelim, toil. By all kelim, besides the kli cheres, if a sheretz will dangle in the avir, a dead sheretz will dangle in the avir of kol kelim, toyer, their toyer. V'gabon tome, but if a sheretz will touch the gav, the outside chelik of the kelim, tome, nimso. Toyer b'kli cheres, tome b'chol kelim. Toyer b'chol kelim, tome b'kli cheres. Menani mili, the Tana Rabbana, Teichai. It says in the Pasig, Teichai, let's see what Rashi says so far. Avir igiya tumel aviroi veloi nogo. It did not touch the keli. Begabe teir, afilo nogo tumel begabe, eine mekabo tumel bekar. Avir kol hakelim teir, kol zman shlein nogo mema tumel afapi, שניטלס באווירוי. תויכוי, it says לפוסק, כל כלי חרס אשר ייפו מהם אל תויכוי. So ממילא, it says, how do we know that a כלי חרס is מקבל תומה מהאווירוי? It says תויכוי, that if it's in the כלי, ואף על פי שלאי נוגע, it doesn't say it touched it, it was inside the כלי. Like the Gemara, Atoim Afa Pishalei Noga, Oyeine Ela Im Kein Noga. Maybe it means he had a touch it. Rabbi Yonasan Ben Avtumis Oymer Nema Teichei Letamei V'Nema Teichei Li Tomei. It says that if something is in a Kli Cheres, Nema Teichei Letamei Shakli Metama Oichlim Shebesoichai, the seed kola shebesoichai yitma. A kli cheres is metame koma shebesoichai. So it says it's metame ma shebesoichai. It says it's mekabo tume, also mitoichai. Nema toichai letame, venema toichai li tome to become tome. Ma toichai ha oma letame. That what if it is in toicha kli cheres. The kli cheres is metame. Afal pi shaloi noga, even though the kli cheres did not touch it, avtoichi ha'omar li tomei, afal pi shaloi noga. So even though if the sheres was in the kli cheres, even though it didn't touch the kli cheres. V'hosam minolam, how do you know that a kli cheres is metame that what is inside of it, even though it didn't touch it? Omar Rabbi Yonasan, avtoichi ido kli cheres, Vafilu molei charbo. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, Vateich omo letame afa pishaloi noga, hakli lamashe besoichi, hu metame kol oichlo no mashkin, anesunim babirik, in mepoish lekame. Vateichi omo linyin heirodes, tumo lekele, is also afa pishaloi noga. So how do you know that the cheres is metame kol mashe besoichi, Afilu, it didn't touch it. Afilu, avishloi noga tuma boy, heido, receive kol asher besoicha yitma, vafilu molei chalto. You have a kli cheres, that's tomei, and the kli cheres is full of kernels of chalto, of mustard. Shakli eine negeya bekuloi, the keli is full from top to bottom, it's full with garine chardo. Shakli ain't in the gaya bekulay, el bemesha samach letfanis. It only touches that, the kli is only touching that, but it's touching the tfanis. Vo ha'em tsa'ayim, but kol asher besoiche, the middle garine chardo, mitmoim min ha'aver. That's because then the aver kli cheres. V'yat ha'yocholay meshezeh metame esem. You can't say, if you'll say that it goes with touching, so the wool touched the first garden, that's a shiny. That garden touched the second garden, the shlishi. Ashlishi la yasa revi la tami esemtsayim. It goes to la shlishi, so how do you get that the middle would not become tummy? I just wanted to make one ha'ore. I don't know how Rashi got to a shlishi. A shlishi is only by truma, not by chulam. And the chalvul nachsachmir is not truma derais. We're speaking about kolash abeseicha yitmo, so Rashi got up to a shlishi, you can only get up to a sheni by chulam.